It is not hard to destroy a college.
Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to Buffalo Common Council member Mitch Nowakowski. Twice in 3 days, Mitch, really appreciate the time.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me, Joe.
Let's go to the press conference today. I've been saying you were the only one that had an idea, and an idea that I think should be implemented right away. But what was the meaning of the press conference? What were you guys trying to illustrate to the people of Buffalo?
I think for me, because everyone comes at it with, a different assignment and a focal point. My focal point was, look, I'm trying to bring everyone together when it comes down to businesses, the police department, and we have to come up with things that are more than just, the same ring around the rosy that we're playing. And, what we're dealing with on Chippewa is that Chippewa was a part of another district for a while. I inherited it in reapportionment. And then I discovered with the law department that the applications that one or two businesses were applying for were not appropriate or the proper permits. Our green code that was passed and overhauled our zoning and planning laws in 2015 state very clearly that the entertainment district is its own defined district. And that it's catered to individuals that are 21 and up. And if you're having a commingling event, which I want to say a commingling event could be a concert. If you're buying a ticket to see a show, a band, a DJ, that if you're having a commingling event where it's a ticketed event, that's where I really want to define a lot of this because it gets confusing. If you have a ticketed concert and you're over 18, yeah, you buy a ticket to the venue. But for this part, specifically, is you're purchasing the ticket in an entertainment district that restricts anyone under the age of 21 to be prohibited there if that establishment was able to get a special use permit. And so no special use permits have been granted. We're on a legislative recess, so we would have to revisit an application or two that is before the council. And then for me, what I was happy to hear was that these issues are going to be enforced. So if you're loitering, if you're causing fist fights, if you're stopping your car into traffic, if you're doing these things that are creating chaos in a very dense, small 1 to 2 block radius of our entertainment district, that they're going to be enforced. But to me, we got to think broader than enforcement and permits and some of the technicalities of it. I want to focus on more of an urban design that other cities have. And so, in front of Fatty Beer, I think where that small section of Genesee Street is, it's closed off. People, even when you're sitting out there, people don't know how to go it the right way. They can't park. They're playing bumper cars. And by having those hydraulic posts that come up, they're actually quite nice. They prohibit traffic from going there, but they're aesthetically pleasing. They promote and signal to you if you're walking up to that establishment that this is an area where it's to walk and to be a pedestrian and to then patron the adjacent businesses. But I think that there's other technical and architectural plans that we could come up with to have a thriving business district. I want people to make money. I want people to spend money in downtown Buffalo. I want there to be events and concert venues and it to be exciting for the people that live in Buffalo and then ultimately for a regional attraction as well for people that visit the city of Buffalo.
Mitch, one thing that I kind of have been talking about for the last 2 hours is the mayor saying, and the commissioner also said, that the current police presence on Chippewa is not sustainable. And when I think about one year-round attraction that brings people downtown, also keeps business owners happy, is Chippewa, would that extra funding not be a necessity for, again, such an economic impact into what I think we can both agree is a struggling downtown?
So the way that I feel is that, the police presence that we are spending down there, well, the first is I kind of want to take it from the standpoint of, like the commissioner said, we have to call in the SWAT team to go down there. I mean, that does not invite people down there. So yes, we need to have a presence there for public safety. And it's a worthy cause to have a detail. B District already has a longstanding detail there. It's just the amount of officers that we have, to control really bad behavior. And so to me, it's like a push pull. Like, I want the business owners on Chippewa to know that, like, we need you. We don't want a vacant abandoned building in downtown Buffalo. We want you to have concerts and venues, and we want to be there for the public safety part. But it's taken a left, and it's gotten out of control. And, you know, we can't just say, oh, this has gotten terrible, let's add more officers. We have to hold everyone accountable and say, look, you know, what is the nexus here where individuals under the age of 21 think that this entertainment district is okay to come down here, park in a private parking lot illegally, create parties, you know, discharge firearms, cause fist fights. And that is a web of things that are going on. And, you know, not only do they think that they, you know, there's this perception that it welcomes that type of behavior, but also, you know, if you're getting in a fist fight, you're discharging firearms, and if you're loitering or you have a public or you have an open container that you took out of your car in a parking lot, you know, this needs to be enforced. We can't just, you know, look away and, you know, write them a little ticket and say, see you later. Like, this has to be, you know, actually tackled, that if you're going to go down to do this, where it creates a very safe environment, that you're going to be held accountable because it's not going to be tolerated.
Yeah, you know, talking about being held accountable, you know, as I said, I think the messaging is a little off. I mean, it was a month ago, 11 people were shot in the city of Buffalo. There have been no arrests from that incident. You know, if more people had to pay the consequence, and I don't know how much bail reform and raise the age plays into this, but I noticed the mayor talking a lot about the property owners. Don't you think the message would be more if, as you said, there was a consequence and it was shown, hey, if you do any of this, you're going to get arrested. You're going to be behind bars. There's going to be consequences for disturbing the peace in the entertainment district or anywhere in Buffalo.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
Yeah, that message has to be strong, that you can't come down here and engage in behavior that's keeping everyone unsafe in anywhere in the city. But now that I'm talking about my district where it's focused in here in Chippewa, number one, it's not safe anywhere. It's not acceptable anywhere. Number two, it's not acceptable here, especially when you have alcohol, you have younger adults, you have a club scene, you have a denser traffic pattern. But then ultimately for the owners in the standpoint is that they have to make sure that they're licensed, that they're permitted, that they have the security protocols. And because B District and myself rely a lot on the owners of, hey, what do you see? Are you seeing, you know, the same 7 people that are causing disruptions? Do you see any type of behavior we have to be, you know, aware of? So that communication is critical when we're trying to you know, eradicate a lot of this behavior that is destructive and putting people in jeopardy.
Now, I was expecting, Mitch, I have to say, I was expecting to hear that the 21 and up is going to be, you know, established and that will be enforced on certain nights. If that were to be law, and I know we talked about this on Sunday, but there's a little bit of a question. Would IDs be checked to go into the district, or would it still be on the bars to check the IDs and anyone can walk around the district? How would that be enforced on nights that it's 21 and up?
That's a good question, because that's a lot of things that I'm working on now is, you know, number one, I'd have to get council support. I would have to pass the full council. The second is, you know, is it an ordinance or does it go into our green code and then already be assigned within the code where it already outlines the entertainment district? You know, if we were to just check on the street, whose responsibility would that be? Would that be a collaboration between B District or would that be, you know, security personnel? Because those business owners also have the right to pull a permit for a street fest, you know, for a street closure, you know, especially like for the Bills game. You know, the Chippewa Alliance puts that on. They close down the street to listen and to watch the game at the projector. I personally think it's fun to sit in downtown Buffalo and watch the game on a projector on Chippewa. I thought that was a fun idea. So then would that responsibility go on to those that are throwing the block club event or the street closure event? So there's a lot of dynamics that are being spun around to make sure that, you know, I don't, as I get older, I don't want to make the quickest decision. I want to make the correct decision. So a lot of that is being debated now.
I agree with you about the Bills games. I think especially the early season games, having the street closed off, bringing people down in the middle of a Sunday, get together, watch the game. I mean, Mitch, I think you and I would both like to see a stadium downtown, but, you know, those are things that happened before you and I were old enough, I guess, to make an impact. But I'd like to see more of those kind of events downtown for the Bills and even for the Sabres as they get started here in about a month.
Yeah, and you know, and when I'm down there, Joe, I mean, people are going there, they're watching it, and look, Buffalo's a snow city. Throw on a snowsuit and go watch a game. I mean, weather-dependent Buffalo fans are going to go down there and watch the game, and then maybe, you know, you have people that are staying in hotels for the game, and some of the group of the party is, you know, watching the game at the stadium. Some of them hang back. They'd have a place to go. I mean, when I was there one time, I saw a ton of people having fun, and then when the game was over, sidelines packed, rec room packed. Tap house packed. I mean, it really has a spin-off effect. And then, you know, I'm a sucker for Buffalo. And I mean, I think we live in a beautiful city. So to just be in the downtown area and in the core to see the architecture and what we have to offer and the different businesses is a booster for everybody.
You and I have talked about this. You know, my criticisms of government in the city is purely out of love because I want to see Buffalo be the best. I think it can be a lot better than it is now, but I think Buffalo is a beautiful city. I think we have some of the best people around in Western New York. I want that message to send back to City Hall because I know you know that, Mitch, but my criticisms are out of love because I truly love Western New York. I truly love Buffalo, and I just want the best. And right now, I think we're selling it short.
Yeah, and we got to, you know, we all have, you know, and I think that when we, especially when I'm talking to the business community, you know, we all have stake in this. You know, they want to make money. They want to have a good business. I want, you know, a city that's activated and, you know, sales tax revenue and people enjoying our amenities. So, you know, the more that we all realize that we're all in this together, the more we could push this city forward.
Absolutely. Hey, Mitch, appreciate you joining me on such short notice, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Joe.
That is Buffalo Common Council member Mitch Nowakowski.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y. And if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.